Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Ginger London Ministry Show. I am so excited that you're here this afternoon for this Lunch and Learn show. For most of you, as you know, we're in the midst of our Got to Get Myself Together 45 Days Challenge, and the theme this year is Enlarging Your Territory. Knowing better means doing better. And so this is the second show for the challenge, and the topic today is actually stopping self-defeating behavior. And so I'm excited about the show on this afternoon. I am sure that you are excited about it, and I'm so glad that you have joined me on this afternoon. And so we're going to get right into it. We're going to talk a little bit about the challenge itself, just in case you didn't know about the challenge. We're in the midst of, we're on today, really, day 12 of 45 days personal development and growth challenge. Every year we do the Got to Get Myself Together challenge starting in January. And so this year the theme is enlarging your territory. Knowing better means doing better. And so today is day 12. In the last few days we've been dealing with stopping self-defeating behaviors. And so we've talked about several things so far, and we have many more things to talk about and topics to discuss up until the 45 days are over. And so I'm just excited, you know, because every year we make New Year's resolutions and we talk about how we're going to do better and how we're going to make changes in our lives to live more abundantly or to live a more fulfilling lives or to live life on purpose. There's so many different ways that people say it. And then maybe 2 weeks later, those resolutions are falling by the wayside, and certainly by the end of the first month of the year, because daily activities of life take place that we actually you don't focus on our resolutions, if you will, or our goals for the new year, and we kind of forget about it because everything starts going back into full swing after you get past all of the major holiday, year-end holiday, Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, all of those things. And so before you know it, you're just back into your daily routine. So I want to challenge you, if you are not a part of the Got to Get Myself Together challenge, 45-day challenge, to please join us. You could join us in the Facebook group, and the group is the title of the group is Got to Get Myself Together challenge. And all throughout the year, we will be doing different types of challenges throughout the year to help you to stay on target and to stay in line with what your goals are for the year. In addition to the 45 days challenge, which is a free challenge, we're also doing a 67 days challenge for business owners, entrepreneurs, ministry leaders, kingdom entrepreneurs, and we're calling that 67 days of business and ministry school. A lot of people will never go to business school. They'll never go to college. They'll never go take a class anywhere. They won't go to seminary or Bible college, but they'll take a 67-day challenge. And that challenge, the theme is for this year is enlarge your territory, launch yourself. You know, how many of you are actually waiting on somebody to help you who said they were going to help you for it not to happen, and so you feel stuck or disappointed? Well, there are gifts and talents and abilities that you have within you where you can launch yourself. And with technology today, certainly you can launch yourself, get your name out there in a big way, start doing what it is that you're called to do or what you may love to do in a big way without initially a whole lot of help. And along the way, as you establish yourself, then with you and that are dependable and trustworthy, that will help you to get to the place where you want to go. So the 67 days business school, business and ministry school challenge is $129 for the 67 days, or if you need the easy payments, it's $37.25 for four easy payments. And so we've already started. You have a chance to join us. You can go to gingerlondon.com to learn more about that. You can get more information on both of the challenges on gingerlondon.com on the website before we close the registration off on both of them. So we're just a few days into both of the challenges, not too far where you can't take part in it and catch up with us and really stay in the flow of everything with us if you're just starting. And so with that being said, let's get right into the topic for today, because this is a lunch and learn, and I don't want to keep you too long on the show, and for those that are listening by phone or radio, because you may be on your lunch break. And so as you're enjoying your lunch, we're going to go over some things that you can learn to help you improve your life, to enlarge your territory so you can live a better life. So today we're talking about stop self-defeating behaviors. And so I want to begin by giving you the definition of self-defeating behavior. And it is basically defined as those that engage in a cycle of failures in attempts to fulfill something they want. It can be a need for intimacy, affiliation, control, or acceptance, which results in mental health difficulties, which can include depression, social isolation, and anxiety. So without trying to sound too academic, you know, self-defeating behavior is about setting yourself up for failure with or without your own knowledge. It's a cycle of failures. It's because you're trying to fulfill something within you that you want, that you feel that it needs to be filled. You know, it could be a void there. You could be lacking something. But unfortunately, because you don't deal with it and you don't address whatever those needs or unmet needs are, you find yourself in a cycle of behavior that's self-damaging to it becomes self-damaging to your life. So you might find yourself repeatedly asking yourself, why do I do this? You know, is there something wrong with me? You know, those types of questions. And so you're questioning yourself. And it might be maybe legitimate questions, but unfortunately, because of the cycle that you're in, you cannot honestly answer those questions. You know that the question needs to be answered, but you can't answer the question without some help in answering the questions. Okay, so it could be something in your past that has caused you to react to certain situations the way that you do, you know. But in order to begin to come out of this cycle, you have to actually renew your mind and watch a transformation take place in your life. You have to get rid of the negative behavior. So on this show, I want to talk to you briefly about five steps that you can take that can help you rid yourself of these unfavorable characteristics so that you can stop asking yourself, why am I like this? And instead, ask yourself, how can I change? What can I do to move forward and create a new and positive feeling and atmosphere in my life? What is it about me that is causing this? And instead, you could say, is there something wrong with me? You know, what is it about me that's causing this? And is there something wrong with me? You know, you want to get to a place where you're asking questions that propel you or move you toward finding the answers that are going to bring a change in your life, which will position you to actually enlarge your territory and to actually expand your life outside of the boundaries of that cycle and into something new that is more fulfilling in your life. And so we're going to take a look at that. And so let's take a look at basically some more understanding about it. It's probably interesting that you may not even realize that you have this type of personality trait, you know, but it's important for you to learn if you do and to follow the steps that we're going to teach you here. Even if you feel like you don't have this unfavorable characteristic, maybe you can help someone else. So without knowledge, you just might find it, without knowing about it, you are probably wondering, why am I being held back in my life? Why am I being held back in my career, in my love life, in my personal relationships? You know, self-defeating behavior will have you wondering those things but never being able to answer why it is that you're asking those questions about yourself. So let's look at where it comes from, you know, and learn a little bit more about it. So when we talk about it from a broad level, you know, it's self-defeating behaviors exist, you know, at some level in almost everyone. And at some point in time, it impacts their lives, you know. So the first concept to understand about it is that of a core need. There's a core need in everyone. And that core need is something so fundamental that when you are denied it, it can cause you some psychological harm or some emotional distress. Things simple as basic as intimacy, control, love, affiliation. All of those are core needs, and on some level, we all need some of these, you know, if not all of these. Everybody is designed to have been created for intimacy, and intimacy with God and an intimacy with others. And when I say intimacy, I mean a love relationship. You know, no one wants to be unloved, you know, or to be felt like they don't deserve love. They may feel that way, but it's not something they desire. It's not a way that they desire to feel. All right. The problem usually starts when a person thinks that he's being denied one or all of these needs. And if a person has already been denied them, then the cycle has began in their lives already. So what happens is self-defeating behaviors create a certain frustration, which manifests itself as behaviors or patterns that are going in a downward spiral, which results in a greater sense of frustration. It's a cycle that just continues to repeat until you get some help coming out of it. So these core needs may not be the same across all people, but they do have one thing in common, and it is an unfulfilled need that can be one contributing factor, which is fueling the self-defeating behavior that's in your life if you have this going on. So an example of self-defeating behaviors include things like the toxic self, if you will. And what the toxic self is a belief that a person is inherently unworthy to have friends or have anything in life that they think that they desire. You're like, they're not worthy of having good things happen in their lives. They're not worthy of receiving love or connecting to people who can love them in a certain way. So that's it. So let's get right into it without any further delay. Let's get right into how to stop this self-defeating behavior. So first thing you have to do, number one, is you really have to number one is learn a little bit about it, which we just briefly talked about what it is. So if you're finding yourself in that cycle, you need to increase your knowledge about that or get some help so that people can give you information that you need so you can read up on it and know more about it. The second step is to identify the self-defeating behaviors that are in your life, okay? So you need to identify within yourself what your self-defeating behavior is. You know, sometimes it can be obvious, and many people may have called you out on it at a particular, you know, on a particular issue. Other times it can be subtle, and it takes a long self-examination for you to understand what the problem is. So you may ask yourself, what are examples of self-defeating behaviors? Well, they vary in a range. So, but some of them are the one that is most common, the generalization of the negative. All right. So where negative past experience are generalized to the point that you feel that any new experience will also be negative. Now, you know, a lot of times people make generalized statements. I mean, I hear them all the time about, you name it, across the board, relationships, jobs, careers, businesses or being a business owner, friendships. I mean, people make all sorts of generalizations based on a past experience. Sometimes people have repeated a cycle or over continuously over a period of time, and sometimes people make generalized statements from one experience, which is really dangerous if you're making it from one experience, because if you've only had one bad friendship and now you've generalized friendships in general, that means that you really have some issues that are unresolved in your life, and you need to deal with it because you we all have to have some type of coping skills and coping mechanisms so that when things don't go exactly like we desire for them to go, that we know how to deal with unexpected things, crisis situations, unfavorable things, disappointing situations. If you don't have coping skills, you will panic every time something happens that you don't like. And then you begin to generalize, and that's where the generalization comes in at. So let's say, give you an example, and this is really like an if you're an adult, maybe you can identify with it because it goes way, way back. So an example would be something like this from something in your past. When you were young, your parents never let you decide. Like, they made all your decisions for you, which we know most parents do that. But when you, let's say when you bought clothes, they picked them out. When you went to school, they picked your subjects. When you started dating, they chose your boyfriend or girlfriend. Then you realized that you had no freedom of choice anymore. So when you got older, the problem continued. So every failure you had was automatically blamed on your parents. All right? And since then, you generalized that every situation you encountered was not your choice. It was somebody else's choice. It was never your choice. And so you begin to generalize those situations and encounters that you have. It's not your choice. And so what happens is it becomes hard for you to take ownership because you're not taking responsibility. You're placing that cycle, the blame of that cycle, on someone else or something else that has, that took place in your life in the past. All right. So when a cycle continues, you're always blaming someone else for your shortcomings, all right? And so that's just one example of a self-defeating behavior, you know. So here's something that I want you to do if you're trying to figure out or you are really trying to overcome self-defeating behaviors. You want to, number one, write down what you think your self-defeating behavior is. If you're not real sure, then start reading up on it and try to pinpoint what that is. It's something if you're in a vicious cycle where you never experienced the fullness of life, you're not happy in life, you're not satisfied, you feel like there's a big void in your life that nothing is filling for you, then probably from that place you are doing some self-defeating or self-damaging behaviors. You're saying or thinking or doing something that's keeping you stuck right in that place. So if you know what it is, I want you to take a sheet of paper out and I want you to write down what you think your self-defeating behavior is. And after you write it down, I want you to write down any negative behaviors that you perceive about yourself from that or that people have brought up to you. Because in most cases, when you've gone through something a long period of time, if that cycle has continued, there is somebody in your family, a friend, a coworker, someone has sat down quietly with you or privately and has brought it to your attention. Whether you responded to it, whether you did anything about it, someone has brought to your attention that you are doing the same thing over and over again, and it is not good. So I want you to write down those things. Then I want you to take a look at your list, all right? And then I want you to note if there is anything in that list that looks like a self-perpetuating problem, like low self-esteem, inability to connect with people, being in toxic relationships, never succeeding at work despite having all of the advantages. You know, I want you to really take a look at your list and see if you can see the self-perpetuating problems, any problems from your list. All right. And so, and if you find some, and you will find some, these are the signs that you have defeating behavior, all right? And so you have to admit to yourself that you could have a problem, you know, with self-defeating behavior or self-sabotaging behaviors, however you want to say it, self-damaging behaviors, a number of ways that you can say it. The bottom line is it's keeping you stuck and it's keeping you in a vicious cycle that's not healthy for your life, all right? And so it's important that you go through a discovery process so that you discover what is going on with you, because without knowing what the problem is, you cannot move forward, all right? So you have to take a minute to actually look within yourself. Take a minute to do a self-examination. Let a man examine himself. All right? You really have to be honest with yourself. As painful as it is, or as hard as it may be to do it, you still it needs to be done if you want to do better in life. You have to stop the things that's keeping you from doing better. And one of the things that keeps a lot of people from doing better is not knowing better. And that's why the theme this year is knowing better means doing better. All right? And so I want you to really follow that those steps right there. And I want you to get a tablet or a journal. And I want you to really start journaling as you're making this discovery about yourself. I want you to write in your journal, write in your tablet, all right? I want you to answer this question. Can you consider a time when you didn't have self-defeating behavior? Can you remember a time when you really didn't have any self-defeating behavior? Because maybe you're older, and maybe it didn't come until you had a repeated cycles of bad relationships. And so everything started changing in your thought life, in your core being, you know, disappointed, you're frustrated, you become angry, you know. So maybe there was a period in your life where you didn't have any self-defeating behavior. So can you remember that time? And if so, write that time down. All right? Can you remember how it felt when you didn't have the self-defeating behavior? And how does it feel now that you have the self-defeating behavior? All right, it's going to be a difference, because if you develop this behavior later, and there was a point in your life when everything was hunky dory and, you know, pleasant and pleasing, and then you develop this self-defeating or self-sabotaging behavior, you have a different feeling now. You don't have that same joy. You don't have that same liberation. You don't have that same excitement that you did prior to whatever it was that caused you to get in this vicious cycle, all right? All right, so there are four fears that people have who have self-defeating behaviors. And most of us, at some point in our lives, can identify with these four. The interesting thing is, although most people can identify with the four areas, it doesn't mean that they were stuck in those areas. All right, it's the damage comes in, or the danger rather, comes in when you're stuck at this place, in any of these places. Okay, the first one is fear of letting others down. None of us want to let anybody that we're connected to, who are genuine, authentic people in our lives, loved ones, our siblings, aunts, uncles, cousins, moms, dads, grandmothers, grandfathers, even coworkers that we have excellent relationships with, you know, or managers or supervisors or neighbors, next door neighbors or friends that we have who are genuine people in our lives. None of us want to ever let those people down. But when you have self-defeating behaviors, one of the main fears that you have is the fear of letting others down. Individuals who have self-defeating behaviors are incapable of facing the fact that if they say no to someone, they will be letting them down. So what happens is it leads to doing all the things that is asked of them, which may lead to overly sacrificing themselves just to please other people. And so, number one, fear of letting others down. And then, number two, the fear of disturbing the balance within the family. All right. Every individual has his or own perception about a family, what a family is. Of course, those of us who are believers, we our perception is based on the Word of God. However, for those who have this type of behavior, and it's for short, I'll say SDB, self-defeating behavior, the basic unit of the society may be the cause of their unfavorable trait, okay? So, for example, if you if the person have parents who are over-controlling, they may be contributing to this kind of behavior in the child, when the child, even as the person is a child, and when they actually become an adult, all right? You know, since people don't want to disrupt the balance of the family, what happens is they continually follow the commands of their parents without any hesitation. But in the end, they'll never be able to take responsibility for the consequences of their actions and will simply blame others for their own shortcomings. It's all going to come back to blaming other people for your shortcomings. All right, and then the fear of success. For people who have self-defeating behaviors, there's a fear of success. Even if they have all the skills needed to succeed in their chosen field, they would rather take on a mediocre job because they are too afraid of what might happen once they succeed. Not only will they miss the chance of becoming who they have always wanted to be, but they will ultimately never be able to experience the exciting road to success because there's a fear of success there, and it keeps them stuck in a place they're comfortable in. They're not challenged. They're not moving forward because fear paralyzes people. And then the last one is a fear of commitment. A person with SDB usually has fears of commitment and being intimate with people. They often choose, you know, partners that are abusive or those who will only cause them pain and hurt. There are a lot of others which he or she could choose from, but they are less inclined to go with them. They won't go with the person that will make them happy, bring joy, excitement to their lives. They'll go with the person who perpetuates the vicious cycle of self-defeating behavior. And those are the abusive people, untrusting people, the unfaithful people. It's the people who also have their own vicious cycles going on in their lives, self-defeating cycles going on in their lives. And so, you know, likes or draws like. So they have a tendency to connect with people who are not going to empower them, but those who will actually hold them back. And so that is what they normally will do. And so when you're talking about self-defeating behaviors, that's one of the main things. It's so interesting that people will find themselves in this cycle because it's so much going on in so many ways that people can get help that some people would rather stay in the vicious cycle than get the help. And then still ask the question, why am I doing this? Why do I keep repeating this? Okay, so if you're there, you don't have to stay in the cycle. You can just connect with someone. I mean, take a leap of faith and, you know, call a counselor, call a therapist or whoever you need to call, you know, a life coach, you know, anyone that can help you get out of it. And that's one of the things that is a part of the calling on my life, is that God has assigned me to help people come out of the place where they're stuck and actually push you and propel you to live a life of purpose and to live a more fulfilling life, you know, and to help you reach your life purpose so that you can enlarge your territory, so that you can live a better life. And so I'm here to help you if you need help in this area or any area. But since we're talking about self-defeating behaviors, it's very important that you can connect with someone that you trust, someone that you have a sense of trust with, you know. And that's why I do these shows and do the calls, the telecalls, is because we don't necessarily see each other digitally all the time, except maybe, you know, you see a picture or something on Facebook. But when you can hear my voice, you can then begin to develop a sense of confidence and trust in me until you see me face to face, that I can actually help you with the area that you need the help in. So as we continue on, step number three is understanding your unfulfilled needs. And that's very important if you're going to overcome self-defeating behavior, is to understand your unfulfilled need. You want to figure out what your unfulfilled needs are. If you have them, you know them. You know what they are. All right? And so it's a little tricky sometimes when you're trying to figure this out, because wants are different from needs. They're two different things. So it's very helpful when you take an in-depth look at yourself and figure out what you truly desire. You know, the self-defeating behavior at one point in time, you know, unfortunately in a negative way, helped you to fulfill a certain need you had, but it didn't fill the complete need or the void that need leaves with you, all right? All right, and so you want to make sure that you discover what your unfulfilled needs are, all right, because those unfulfilled needs will keep you stuck in the past, responding to situations only the way that you know how, which is how you responded in the past. You know, your belief system will change if you don't identify, because those unfulfilled needs they tend to grow in your spirit, and when they grow in your spirit, it causes all sorts of changes. The first one is your belief system will change, because you will build your belief system based on what the way you were used to responding to the situation in the past. All right, your self-esteem will begin to drop or will become low, and you'll start seeing yourself more negatively than in a positive way. You may feel lonely. You may feel a need for emotional attachment or even for approval from other people, whether it's your parents or whether it's a loved one or whether it's a husband or wife or even sometimes siblings, you know, brothers and sisters. You know, you'll have a tendency to be looking for approval. So it's very important that you identify the unfulfilled needs in your life, and you really need to know more than anything that you have the potential to fulfill that need. All right? You just have to get rid of the underlying root problem that's causing you to stay in that self-defeating pattern and move yourself forward in attaining things that you want in life. And it's very overwhelming if this is new to you. It's not for those who are in the helping profession. You know, it's one thing for us to sit, you know, in front of you by phone or however we're doing it, you know, and say it, because it's much easier to say it to you than it is to be the person who actually has to do it. So I want to encourage you. You're going to feel some growing pains, and you're going to feel something pulling and tugging on you, but you have to push your way through those barriers to come out on the other side victoriously. You have to, you know, really get beyond those barriers. You have to knock those barriers down. You have to knock them down in such a way that they don't ever come back up again. Or if you feel them coming back up, you need to learn what to do to keep those barriers down, you know, because you don't want to be locked inside of yourself, okay? That's a dangerous place to be, because then you're only communicating with yourself, and you're talking to yourself, and you're not connected to other beings, and you're isolated. And when you become isolated, then that cycle goes from the core of your being to then it starts messing with your mind. And before you know it, your mind has now taken on unhealthy things, and if you're not careful, you'll lose control of your mind. And one of the things that Bishop Noel Jones said years ago in one of his sermons on the mind, he said, the mind is too powerful to have it turn on you. So you don't want to get to the place where you are stuck in self-defeating patterns, where your mind turns on you, because then you really will need some help to come out of that. Okay, then step four is breaking the cycle of self-damaging behavior, all right? So when you're breaking that cycle of self, first you learn about what it is, you're going to increase your knowledge about what it is, you're going to then identify the self-defeating patterns that you have in your life, then you're going to identify the unfulfilled needs that are in your life, and now you're ready to break the cycle. Because knowledge is powerful. You can't break the cycle if you don't know about the cycle. So knowledge is very powerful. So step four is breaking the cycle of self-damaging behavior. All right? And so I'm going to give you the way to do that. And it's not going to happen overnight, but you need to write these down and work on them. Do something every day until it's broken. All right? Every day if you do it, you're going to feel a change every day. And at some point, you might feel yourself regressing backwards, but push yourself back forward, all right? Get you an accountability partner, someone you can trust, and say, hey, listen, I've learned about self-defeating behaviors, and I got this formula that I'm going to be following, or these steps I'm going to follow. I'm going to see if it works. I want to call you and talk to you about it when I discover some things. I want you to be honest with me. Encourage me to keep going. You know, don't become frustrated if I say the same thing over and over and over again. You know, it's eventually going to get out of your spirit. All right? So step number one in breaking the cycle of self-defeating behavior is know what triggers you. All right? Write that down. Know what triggers you. So if you're one of these people who have this particular trait and you wish to break free from it, then you have to get started in that. And the first thing that you want to do is identify the feelings which trigger the behavior in you. All right? Create a short list of the possible feelings that that lead to self-defeating behavior. You know, if it's relationships, put it down, relationships. You know, if it's friendships, write that down. If it's things on something on the job, something in the family unit or family relationships, write it down. Know what triggers you. All right, number two, create that short list. All right, you want to write that list down. All right, and when you're creating that short list, I want you to sort out what emotion causes you to behave this way. List at least 10 of those feelings, okay? So examples would be feelings of rejection, manipulation, embarrassment, getting hurt physically and emotionally. You know, when you identify what triggers you, then write that list, all right? What emotion causes you to behave this way? All right? And those are just examples of what emotions are. And those are usually good examples because most people feeling of rejection, manipulation, embarrassment, getting hurt physically or emotionally, those types of things. Then number three, write what you think. All right? So after you create your list, you need to write down the things that you commonly think of every time feelings such as these are triggered. All right? You can be as general as possible. For example, you might say, if you feel rejected, you can write down a general statement related to what you may be thinking, such as nobody cares about you. Nobody knows, you'll never find anyone who you can really rely on. You know, write down what you're thinking. When those feelings are triggered in your spirit, write down what you're thinking. Or if it's something that you, I mean, you know, if it's been with you for a long time, you can do this without it being triggered. You already know what it is. You maybe just don't know how to overcome it, but you already know what it is. Then step number four, after you write your thoughts down, I want you to pay close attention to your thoughts. So after listing all the thoughts associated with those feelings, the next step is to focus on your thoughts. You know, it's going to be hard trying to think of pleasurable situations when you're dealing with this. And so whatever thoughts that come to mind, write those thoughts down and remember that you're going to have to change your thought by renewing your mind. All right? And so it'll help you when those negative thoughts come, you need a positive thought to counteract it because it'll put you in a better mood, a better state of mind. You'll start seeing things in a different way. But you really need to pay close attention to your thoughts. All right, and you need to be able to redirect your thoughts when negative thoughts pop up or come into your mind. You have to be able to redirect your thoughts, change your thoughts, renew them quickly. It's a learning process, so you have to be able to change your thoughts. And then number five, seek help. Seek some help. You can't do it by yourself. You know, to get rid of this type of behavior is never easy, and it cannot be done overnight. So thinking of good things whenever you feel bad will help you. But aside from that, it is always best to actually get the support of someone, whether it's a personal friend, whether it's an accountability partner, whether it's someone that provides those type of services and you go in for sessions that can actually help you through the entire process of getting rid of this kind of behavior. You know, it's very important that you break this cycle of self-defeating behavior. If not, you're going to find that your life is literally going to be stunted or stagnant, rather, because of these behaviors. And by the time you're, you know, way up in age, what are you going to do about it? So, you're going to become very, very angry about this as you go on. As the years pass on, you're going to become very angry. You'll turn into a mean-spirited person, and people are going to be trying to figure out what in the world happened to you that caused you to become like this. So catch yourself now, all right? Shake yourself, awaken your own spirit, and say, listen, I need to do something to change here. I need to change the script of my life. I need to rewrite this. You know, you have the power to bring change to your life. Remember, if you're taking the challenge with us, the first lesson was you are spiritually responsible for your own change. Okay, so you know that you're responsible for your change. So take the necessary steps to change. And then the last step in the whole process is replace self-defeat with self-control. Replace self-defeat with self-control. All right. It's a number of ways that you can do that, but there are a lot of things that can contribute to possessing a self-defeating attitude or behavior, and it could be things like stress, it could be depression, it could be an unpleasant life event that had occurred. You know, it could be so many different things that happen. But I want to leave you with some steps that you can take for self-control. The Word of God tells us that we are to be self-controlled. And that's very important, because when there's a lack of self-control, you do anything. There are no restraints on you. In other words, there's nothing governing your behavior. There's nothing governing your lifestyle, your mindset, your conversations. There's nothing governing how you hear things. So you lose all restraint, and then you just go crazy, if you will, or start doing really bizarre and ungodly and unhealthy things in life. So to replace self-defeat with self-control, the first thing you want to do, remember your attitude is important. Your attitude is important. How you respond to certain stimuli is the main factor which defines you as a person. So some people believe that that when you're given problems that only you can solve. You know, it's easy to say that, but it's very hard to accomplish that. There are some problems that are going to occur in your life or come up in life. You're going to need help solving those problems. So the attitude that you take towards them will determine the outcome, all right? So you have to start changing your view, all right? You need to be able to have a positive attitude about everything that happens in life within reason. You know, it's hard to have a positive attitude about everything that happens in life. So there are things within reason, but even if you are disappointed, even if you are taken aback by certain situations, when you come to your senses, when you pull yourself together, then you can really refocus the way the attitude that you're going to have toward that situation. Then number two, accept that it's your mistake. So whenever you're going through troubles, because as a result of these self-defeating behaviors, you have to take ownership of that. There are consequences to your behaviors. There are consequences to this cycle of life, if you're in this cycle of life. All right? You can't blame others for everything that happens in your life. So you have to be accountable for what's happening in your life, and you have to take ownership of the things that occur in your life. So if you wish to have self-control in your life, then you need to have some sense of accountability. You need to bear in mind that you are the captain of your ship, if you will, and you must take responsibility for all the actions which you are taking, and you need to be ready for whatever the outcomes of those actions will be. And that's why it's important that actually have to be self-controlled, because whenever you're operating from a self-defeating behavior or mindset, the consequences are usually devastating when you do something out of that place. When the core of your being is damaged, the consequences from your actions, from a damaged emotions, damaged thinking, is usually detrimental. And that's why it's important that you break this cycle. Then number three, control your anger. All right? If you have a self-damaging behavior, you will either suppress your anger or you will constantly let it loose with no regard to the feelings of other people around you. Having self-control means being honest about who you feel, about how you feel, and accept the feeling as a part of your human nature. It's all right to be angry, but it's never all right to vent out on other people or take it out on other people. The Word of God says, be angry and sin not. And it talks about not letting the sun go down on your wrath, on your anger. Clear it up. Get it. If it's nothing else, get it cleared up in your spirit. Even if it's not worked out with the other person, resolve it in your spirit before the day is over. Some things take a little longer, but you don't need to go to bed with anger on your mind. And I know in some situations, in some circumstances, it's hard to do that, but that's where self-control comes in. You can wake up in the morning and finish dealing with the issue, but don't go to bed so angry that you can't sleep, you can't think, you toss and turn all night. Anger should not be what you go to sleep on. All right? Then number four, learn to be content. You know, having self-control means that you always that you not always, but that you are content with what you have right now. And it's not a bad thing to learn to be content. You know, when you learn to be content, that means that you are not constantly asking for unrealistic things or events that are not likely to happen. Because when you ask for those things and they don't happen, then that self-defeating behavior kicks back in. And you go back to generalizing. You go back to low self-esteem. You go back to manipulation, controlling, lack of self-control. You go back to all of those things. So the important thing that you have to do at this point is stop dwelling in your own shortcomings or on your own shortcomings, but instead try to figure out how you can make the most out of your life and how to reach your full potential. And then number five, express your feelings. All right? Learn to express your feelings. You know, that's a part of self-control. You need to make sure that you know when and where to do it. You know, unloading emotional stress is one good way of helping you to cope with your life daily stressors. You just need to find the right way to do it. You know, okay, remember I said venting on someone, that's not the way to do it, and it doesn't solve anything, all right? So your whole goal in overcoming this cycle of behavior is a big change. You should want a big change, and that's what this challenge is about. Enlarge your territory. Knowing better means doing better. You want a big change to occur in your life, and in order for that to happen, you must realize that there is a need for change and that you need to reach out for help. So help begins when you realize that you have a problem, and by reaching out to those around you, whether they're friends or professionals, who can help you to break this vicious cycle that you're going through with this self-defeating behavior. So all you have to do is imagine this. Imagine that your life is like a play. You're like a play that you go see, and you are the main actor. And you always feel that someone is pulling the strings or writing the stories for you. Most of the time you feel that this is quite negative, you know, whatever they're writing, to the point where you feel that that nothing has lined up or that the things that have been lined up to ruin your life. The powerful thing to know is that the only person who can defeat this self-defeating behavior is you. People say you won't change because you were always like this. This is the way she is. He just acts like that. Oh, he's been like that forever. Just ignore them. That's just the way that they are. But that's not the way that you are. All right? You have the power on the inside of you to become a good and likable person. All right. When people start talking about that's just the way she is, that's the way he is, oh, he's just mean like that, he's always been like that, that's not who God created you to be. You can take control of the plot of your life, and you can rewrite it into anything that you want. So you can enlarge your territory by knowing better so that you can actually do better. Don't let anyone convince you that because you are this way that you have to stay this way. That is not what God intended for you. He intended for you to actually be the best person that you could possibly ever be. And I'm going to tell you, you know, if you are really struggling in self-defeating behavior, you want to rewrite your life because the plot of your life, you want to rewrite your own script, you want to be better, because if you don't, what's going to happen is you're going to have relationships where in the relationships you'll never find anything lasting. There'll never be fruitful relationships. You'll find yourself in undesirable situations, which will lead to only failure or mistreatment or even dissatisfaction. If you don't break this cycle of self-defeating behavior, you're going to find yourself always rejecting any chance of being happy. All right? You will not engage in any fulfilling activities. You won't socialize with people. You will not meet new friends. You won't have fun in the process. You will not have a desire. Let me stop talking so fast. You will not have a desire to be with good people. You will constantly be with people that reject you. And then, if you don't change your behavior, you will never ever. If you don't have a desire to change your behavior, You will never accept any help from other people. People will provide you with the help. They will tell you they're going to help you, but you will not take it. You must come to an decision that you want to change, and that you deserve change, and that you want your life to be better. And when you are operating from that place in life, then you will become a better person, and things will change in your life. I guarantee you, things will change in your life. You will find very rewarding opportunities in your life, and you'll find yourself becoming the type of person that somebody wants to be around. You'll find yourself becoming very influential. People will be drawn to that magnetic personality that you have developed. They'll see a change in your conversation, in the way you think, which all comes out in your lifestyle and the way that you live. And you'll go from somebody being talked about negatively to somebody where people will always give a great testimony about. I watched his life change. I watched her life change. And that's what you want. You want to be able to tell people that your life has changed for the better. So I'm so glad that you joined me on this Lunch and Learn call. If you have a comment or a question, you can press the number 1 and I'll bring you on. We have just a few minutes left. If you have any comments that you want to make, or if you have a question about the 45-day challenge, please press the number 1 and then I'll bring you on. And if not, we're going to close out in prayer, and I'm going to encourage you to have a very rewarding and prosperous day and week. So I'll give you just a moment to think about it. But while you're thinking about it, starting on Saturday, because I think we're on day 12, so we have day 13 to go with in the challenge on self-defeating behaviors. But starting on day 14, we're going to be talking about how the relationships impact your life. And all of us can say that we've engaged in relationships that have had a good impact on our lives, as well as those that have had negative impact on our lives. And so we're going to be dealing with, I'm going to challenge you to be able to identify good and healthy relationships and get connected to them, and those that are not healthy, disconnect from them until somebody decides that they want to change and become a better person. You can't continue to stay connected to negativity and think your life is going to be positive. And so sometimes in life we have to disconnect from those friendships and relationships, and sometimes we have to distance ourselves from certain family issues and relationships until that person decides that they want to change and become better. In the process of you changing, you can't get held back because someone else doesn't want to change. All right. So, again, my name is Ginger London of gingerlondon.com. I'm your host for the Blog Talk Radio Show today, as well as for the 45 Days of Got to Get Myself Together Challenge. Enlarge your territory. Knowing better means doing better. I want to thank you for joining me on this afternoon for the Lunch and Learn. The replay will be available for you if you know someone who was not able to make it live with us on the call today. So God bless you. Have a great and wonderful evening. Take care.